We are reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, chapter 3, chapter 1. Direct light and reflected light. Rav. Yeah, we're going to go according to what Kabbalists recommend, to just go through above. Run through all the materials so we have some kind of impression. To taste from each and everything a bit, and then once we have it, so this general observation on these books, so we can work with it in a more free way, from beginning to end, end to beginning, go deeper, connect the soul into it, and so on. So we've reached the third part. In each and every part we have the part itself, and then the inner observation part, istaklut pnimit, except for the questions, answers, words, interpretations. But in every part, every part has like a different weight. And this, most important, is its inner observation. So, for now, let's start and see what he wants to explain here. Okay, Dudi. So, we are in part 3, direct light and reflected light. Chapter 1 explains the four phases of coarseness, which are the four vessels of their root containing 8 issues. Number 1. Their self in vessels, the light of Ein Sof, expanded first in the vessels, afterwards the light clothed them, which are the self. Number 1. All the worlds have self and vessels. First, expanded Ein Sof as 10 Sefirot of Atzilut as vessels. That is because expansion indicates a greater coarseness of light than before. It turns out that these 10 Sefirot are 10 vessels that were created by the expansion of Ein Sof itself. Except now, the light became coarser, and the vessels were made through the extension. After this expansion, by which 10 vessels were made, the self of Ein Sof clothed inside them. This is the meaning of self and vessels. Again, or inner light? Should I read again, or inner light?
Read. Item 1.
Again, there is self and vessels. The light of Ein Sof expanded first as vessels. Afterward, the lights clothed them, which are the self. Number 1. All the worlds have self and vessels. First expanded Ein Sof as 10 Sefirot of Atzilut as vessels. That is because expansion indicates a greater coarseness of light than before. It turns out that these 10 Sefirot are 10 vessels that were created by expansion of Ein Sof itself. Except now, the light became coarser and vessels were made through the expansion. After this expansion, by which 10 vessels were made, the self of Ein Sof clothed inside them. This is the meaning of self and vessels. Inner light, number 1, explains all the worlds. There are 5 worlds called Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. The word olam, world, comes from the word he'elem, concealment, because each time the light of Ein Sof becomes more concealed in them, as the Ari will explain henceforth.
Meaning, olam, world, comes from the word he'elem, concealment, that it conceals the light inside it.
Number four, he explains first, meaning the very beginning of every single world. Number six, he explains, Ein Sof are 10 Sfirot of Atzilut. Six, meaning it is unattainable. It is called Ein Sof to indicate that the Sfira of Malchut that ends and stops all the degrees does not make an end and stop here on the upper light. Quite the contrary, the bestowal of the light begins in it. We have Kiev, or should I keep going?
Да, дорогой Рав, вот очень интересное определение здесь, шестой пункт.
Yes, dear Rav, there's something interesting in number six. What Ein Sof is here connects it to the Malchut that doesn't stop the upper light. I don't understand anything.
Let's read it together. Item six. Meaning it is unattainable. What does unattainable mean? It's called Ein Sof to indicate that the Sfira of Malchut that ends and stops all the degrees does not make an end and stop here on the upper light. Quite the contrary. The bestowal of the light begins in it, in the Malchut. Why? Because the Malchut makes a restriction, screen, reflected light in its Zivug Daka with the upper light, allowing the upper light to appear and to fulfill the first nine Sfirot above the Malchut, and therefore to disclose, reveal itself.
So it turns out that that same Ein Sof, we always check everything towards the Malchut.
Of course, everything that we say is in relation to the Malchut. Without that, there's nothing to talk about. How do you know that there is light in the first nine Sfirot of the Partsuf? Only because through them the light reaches the Malchut, and the Malchut rejects them and considers how to receive in its reflected light. It is the guest sitting in front of the host. If the guest doesn't reject and doesn't reveal his attitude toward the actions of the host, where the host wants to give him something, etc., etc., then you see that nothing happens. It is all only according to the action of the Malchut.
It turns out that Malchut doesn't make any ending or disconnection. So the state of Malchut, there's no ending, that's Ein Sof.
No, Ein Sof, that's later, it's a concept. But here we're talking about the Malchut. The Malchut, in that it rejects. It simply shows us how much it wants to be in a different and a new style of connection with the light. That by the host rejecting, that by the guest rejecting the host, not wanting to receive from him, he wants to initiate a new attitude toward the host, for both of them to go into a mutual connection. the host for the guest and the guest for the host, and in that way to connect with one another. Let's continue.
Or an inner light, number 7, explains expansion. Expansion indicates the light growing coarser than it was in the emanator. Otherwise, in would that light exit the emanator and merit the name expansion of light from it outwards? Growing coarser is the disparity of form that the light acquires because becomes an emanated being.
Meaning the light that comes from place to place. How come it comes and what does it mean from place to place? From desire to desire, and by passing from desire to desire, it changes. The desires change. And this way, we have the passing of the light through the desires.
Why is the expansion coarseness? Expanding is to expand. Why is it also getting more coarse?
No, because the light that goes through the vessels, clothes in the vessels, and by that acquires its clothing in the vessels, and that's called becoming coarser. Like in our world, the light that passes through different vessels receives a clothing from them. The light changes in terms of its color, intensity, etc. And this is this what is called to become coarser, that it doesn't remain like it was, even though that in its essence is the same light, but it appears, shows itself differently.
Number 9 explains when the light gets coarser. It teaches us that the vessels are consequences of the light itself. That is, because as the light expands to that emanated being, it descends by 4 phases, chub zon, until it causes the will to receive in the emanated being. And in it is this desire that is phase 4, which is the essence of the vessel of the emanated being. It is the coarseness of the light that it acquired during its expansion. However, the first 3 phases merely cause phase 4 to appear. The inevitability of the order of these 4 phases were explained in the previous parts, and it is needless to elaborate on them here too.
Okay, so we yet have to discover them.
Number 10. Ein Sof clothing in it. 10. Clothing is like concealment. This, that is, because the clothes hide the one who wears them, yet it is done because of his desire to be seen. Without the correction of this concealment, it is impossible for him to become revealed. For this reason, he hides himself in it and is revealed by it. Such a correction is always called clothing or garment. Thus, the garment is used for 2 things, concealment and revelation. It is the same with air matter because it is impossible to attain the light in the lower ones without a vessel. Hence, the light clothes and becomes concealed in a vessel, so the lower one may attain by the vessel it is clothed in and examine it closely.
That's why everything depends on the measure to which the light clothes in the vessels, in the clothing, and accordingly it becomes revealed, because the lower ones cannot reveal the light in and of itself, but only on condition that the light is clothed in the vessels, and these vessels will fit the vessels of the receiver. And then the created being, the receiver, can receive the light. meaning there needs to be some kind of compatibility between the two. And the compatibility between them comes according to the dresses that are suited for it, that fit it.
PT
19. So he says that the vessels are an upshoot of the light itself. Meaning what?
Of course, everything comes from the light.
Yeah, but how is a kli built?
The light that influences the will to receive obligates it to change. That's called that it builds the vessel for itself.
He says that the light that that expands, it gets these two discernment. I don't get what he says here, that the light is an upshoot from, how can the light be revealed? Because it needs to be revealed in the kli itself.
You're speaking in a way that not only do we not understand you, but you don't understand yourself.
No, I understand what I'm saying, because my question is, how could it be that the vessels are an upshoot of the light itself if the light's supposed to be revealed in the kli? How is the light revealed then?
The light is revealed by building the vessel suitable for its revelation, then it can be revealed in the vessel.
So what comes first, I don't get.
The light is always first. The light is always the first.
How's the kli, the vessel, built?
From the four phases that the light builds the will to receive and passes through them until phase four.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Okay, let's keep going.
So, item two, the correction of the screen to detain the upper light from expanding in the vessel of Malchut separates the world of Atzilut from the rest of the worlds. When the above expansion reached the Malchut of Atzilut, the upper emanator saw that the lower ones do not have the strength to receive that light. Should it expand further? Then, when the tenth vessel of Atzilut was completed, one screen and curtain was made there, separating Atzilut from the rest of the worlds below it. Again, the correction of the screen to detain the upper light from expanding in the vessel. From expanding in the vessel of Malchut separates the world of Atzilut from the rest of the worlds. When the above expansion reached the Malchut of Atzilut, the upper emanator saw that the lower ones did not have the strength to receive that light. Should it expand further? Then, when the tenth vessel of Atzilut was completed, one screen and curtain was made there, separating Atzilut from the rest of the world below it.
That's called a pulsa. That stop, yeah?
Item 20, inner light. This means that after the light has expanded in the first three phases, called Chokhmah, Binah, Zer'anpin, and after it completed its expansion in Zer'anpin, it came to expand in phase four, called Malchut. The light cannot expand in Malchut before it expands in the three former phases, for they cause one another by way of cause and consequence.
Wait, we have another question. Yes, Kiev.
He
writes earlier that there's a screen.
There is a screen and there is like a curtain and there's screens and there's all kinds of different, it's all screens, but in different kinds of forms, more or less. that they conceal the light. That's why they're called in different names. Screen, partition, and so on.
Next.
Item 30 explains that there is no force in the lower ones. Because the force of the restriction rides over phase 4, which is the lowest of them all, phase 4 does not have the strength to receive light.
Meaning there is no will to bestow that in any way she can work with.
Item 40 that refers to phase 4 called Malchut, by that he tells us that we should note that the vessel of Malchut and the screen in it are two separate matters. The vessel of Malchut is a light that grew coarser into phase 4, upon which rides the force of the restriction. The screen and the curtain upon her were erected in her later. Explaining, it becomes one screen and one curtain. This item 50. The screen and the curtain are one thing. It means that a detaining force was made there, like a protective partition above Malchut, so that the upper light would not break into her.
It's not clear why aren't there questions, or it's completely clear and nothing to ask about it. Maybe you want us to go through it in a different way, but I don't really have anything to explain. Because we were speaking about the will to receive that draws the light. We were speaking about the light that comes to the will to receive, but when it comes there, it bumps into the screen. The screen throws the light back, just like the guest and the host, that the guest doesn't want to receive, and supposedly returns to the host what the host wants to give him. And then they still have some kind of connection between them, right? So they're in a mutual connection. One wants to give to the other. And then they scrutinize the states between them until everything can be organized, that the guest receives under one condition something from the host. The host can give something to the guest under a special condition, and then they are both satisfied.
Toronto 2.
So, Rav, the curtain and the screen, it says, are two different things. The curtain is on a condition set from above, that first there must be a screen, and they make up the same thing, you're saying, as an agreement?
We will learn later on in the worlds of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiyah what conditions they have in order to pass through the screen called Parsa, from below upward and from above downward. That's why there are differences between just a screen to a partition and a curtain. Because there are different conditions whether you can go through the screen or not. That's why it's not just called a screen, but a partition and a curtain.
Toronto.
Yes, Toronto.
UCM, Tony.
Beseder. Bulgaria 1.
Okay, Bulgaria 1.
Если более-менее понятно, что такое экран, он разделяет получение от отдачи, то...
Well, it's more or less clear what a screen is. It separates.
They are all the same. It just, the question is under what conditions they exist. What conditions you can go through or not. Can you work with this or not work with this? We'll learn all of them. We'll have a lot of this still to come. But actually, it's the same screen, just working under more difficult conditions.
Be'er Sheva.
Be'er Sheva.
In item 10, it says that there is a compatibility between the light and the vessel. What kind of mechanism creates this adaptation, the ability of the kli to receive the light?
The reflected light that comes from the screen that is on the vessel of Malchut, it clothes the upper light, and to the extent that it clothes it, they can both be accepted in the Malchut. You see? As much as you can reject what the host gives you, and you reject it and say, I don't want it, those rejections, those forces, the pressure from the host and from the guest, eventually put them in a state in the middle where the guest can receive, and it won't be as reception, but as bestowing to the host.
But
where is the desire to receive, which is the complete opposite of bestowal?
Or the will to receive, but if we don't want to receive for ourselves, and we reject our will to receive, meaning the reception from the host, we reject it completely, then... And the host presses. So it turns out that now I start thinking that I'm going to receive for the benefit of the host and not for the benefit of myself.
Is it not completely opposed to our source, which is desire to receive?
No, on the contrary, the will to receive here, by agreeing to receive only in order to give joy to the host, he actually becomes the will to bestow.
And on part of the upper, there's no mechanism that can adapt the light to our abilities to start changing.
How? If the upper light and the will to receive are opposite.
I remember something from the Achap of Ascent, that the Creator builds in him the state of the created being. Is it not the same mechanism?
No, I don't know what that is. The Creator creates in him a state of the created being. I don't know. Maybe we talked about it sometime, but it's not in the mechanics of the Potsufim. Okay, Volga.
Вот тут не совсем понятно, вот здесь...
What's unclear is he...
Свет бесконечности...
He begins this part.
А как же вот...
The light of Ensof that clothes and the world of Atzilut. But we also, on the second part, we talked about the Igulim, Yoshe, Adam Kadmon. Where did all that go?
Because it wasn't Ensof. From there, the light, through all those circles, descends through the world of Adam Kadmon and reaches Atzilut. And then he explains what happens in Atzilut in such a very general way. Very inclusive and simple. Afterwards, we'll go deeper and you'll see all the details that are there. But for now, that's how he explains it. All in all, he explains principles. That guest, that host, the upper light, restriction, screen, reflected light, how they all organize all these things together.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
What does the host give and what does the guest reject?
The host gives pleasure to the guest. The guest wants to cause him pleasure by receiving from him. So it turns out that each one receives and each one gives.
The host gives the guest additional desire.
He already gave him a desire. He gave him the desire already.
What do you mean that he gave him a desire?
The host created the guest. The creator created man. And in man, there's a desire. Now the question is man in that desire? Can he give something back to the creator? To the extent that he can also receive, and it won't be considered as receiving, but as bestowing. And by that, they will both be equal. And this equality brings them closer to one another, meaning man will discover the creator.
And suppose the next portion that the host will give the guest.
Yeah.
Then it's considered additional desire or...
In addition of a desire, yes. And the guest will be able to receive more and by that bestow more to the host.
And then at what point does that additional desire become bestowal in relation to the host?
At what point does the addition of desire...
I mean, if the host adds desire, but the guest takes it without making any restriction or screen over it, so that desire is in order to receive.
Yeah, so the guest doesn't feel the host. He, to begin with, can feel the host if he is able to restrict his desire and use it, at least not for his own benefit. Is that clear to everybody? Everybody heard me?
What does this mean, not to his own benefit?
Restriction. The spiritual world begins from the restriction. If I can perform a restriction on my will to receive and not receive in order to receive for myself, then from that point, from that state and onward, I can already be in the spiritual world. Meaning then I enter, let's say, that room where the host is, and I can be before him. Now, in that table, when I'm before the host, all kinds of pleasures can appear, and I can choose. For now, I'm given the smallest pleasure. I restrict it, screen, reflected light, and I say that I want to receive it only for the host. The host says, I want you to receive it and enjoy it. And I say, I want to receive it that you will enjoy it. And then, in such a way, we scrutinize. Me and the host, as much as I receive, in order to give him pleasure, and not that I want anything for myself. That's it.
Last question, the desire that the guest gets. Does something in him change after the restriction of the screen, or it remains the same desire?
The desire that comes from the guest?
The desire that comes from the host to the guest.
From the hest that he gives to the guest.
The portion that he gets from the guest, it changes after the restriction on the screen?
The portion depends on the desire of the host and the desire of the guest. As much as there's a greater will to receive in the guest, he feels more flavors in that portion. Because we're speaking about the light of Ein Sof. How much can you taste of it? As much as a desire to bestow that you have. Because in order to receive, you can't taste it. You'll feel a darkness, a complete lack of flavors and a lack of light.
So nothing changes in the portion, but only...
Correct. The light doesn't change. It all depends on the desire of the guest and as much as he can relate this desire to the host. That's all of the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Okay.
Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
Сокращение — это уже какое-то ощущение Творца, то есть я перед...
The restriction. Is it already a certain sensation of the Creator? I need to feel Him in order to restrict myself?
No, it's just a condition that then you can start using your will to receive in order to bestow to the Creator. When do you reveal the Creator? Not right away, not right away. It's like a baby that once he receives from the mother, he feels that he does he feel that he receives from the mother? No, he doesn't even feel what he's receiving. For him, it's just milk, let's say. But gradually, by receiving and more and more and more, he reaches a state that he starts recognizing who he got from. And then, from there and onward, he starts correcting himself and changing himself to the giver. But on the first degrees, when he receives, he doesn't know what he's receiving and from who he's receiving. But these things are very concealed from him. Just like now, with us, we now are in a state that we have no attainment who's managing us, who's feeding us, who we're bestowing to, if we are bestowing, nothing. That's still all before us. Clear?
So how do I practically make the restriction?
Try and think that you're receiving everything you have from the Creator. And that you want to receive these things and use them, but not enjoy them. Not to enjoy them. Try. From now till tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning you'll tell us, and then we'll discuss what you attained.
Just to specify about this exercise, what does it mean to receive and enjoy? Or, more correctly put, how to do it?
No, you can enjoy, but not from receiving and enjoying, but from this you're giving to the Creator and enjoying.
То есть надо делать фокус именно на Творце, правильно?
Водай. Водай.
So you need to focus on the Creator.
Of course.
Хорошо.
Okay. So till tomorrow we're doing all these exercises and we'll discuss it tomorrow. It can be a very good state. So, till tomorrow.
Dudi?
Yeah, so, we're continuing?
No, that's it.
Ah, that's it. We're concluding the lesson. Okay, fine. So, announcement, our schedule for today, recorded shows, 10 a.m., the news with Dr. Leitman, with Rob Leitman, 10:30, writers' meeting, and thank you very much, and all the best to everyone.
When I can't wait myself, I need you here. I'm calling for your help. I keep on searching for light. My heart feels frozen in this broken piece of life. Won't you please, 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 please help me? Let's do it together. No one is ever. Fill the emptiness, and we'll never. Together.